Dissemblance, a novel by Philip G. Henley, narrated by Samantha Fay, published by Fenweb Publishing.
Dis, prefix, Middle English, also dis. In twain, in different directions, apart, asunder, hence, abroad, away. Semblance, noun, an outward or token appearance. A representation, a copy. The barest trace, a modicum. Not a semblance of truth to the story. Dissemblance, noun. The act of hiding something, such as the truth or your real intentions. Concealment or indirectness in speech, actions, or appearance. A display of behavior, usually meant to deceive. The quality or state of being unlike something or someone else. Concealment or indirectness in speech, actions, or appearance. Concealment, deception, dissembling, dissimulation, duplicity, guile, indirectness, subterfuge, cunning, craftiness, dishonesty, fraud, craft, cheating, deceitfulness, trickery, chicanery, treachery, underhandedness, artifice, double dealing, dirty dealing, deceit, willingness, deviousness, crookedness, foxiness, deceptiveness, fakery, cunningness, etc. Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. Foreword. Millie asked me to write a few words of introduction. As she may explain, I do not write much these days in any genre. Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? This quote is a Pink Floyd lyric from the song Wish You Were Here, from the album of the same name. It's attributed to David Gilmour in most accounts, one of the band members. It was produced and released years before I was born. Like some literature, some music continues to defy age. It's presented here as part of the introduction and still sounds and feels apt. The words indicate a complex thought on past actions and coercion. Two of the preceding lyric lines ask if we can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. The previous accounts featured much on that subject, albeit without mentioning almost any religious aspect. My own heaven with my loves, my hell following my attack, both in the previous books. There have been blue skies and pain. Too much pain. Now, it's someone else's turn to cover their own versions. Heroes, ghosts, heaven, hell, blue skies, and yes, pain in their own memories. Millie is my half-sister. I still sometimes call her little sis. Once upon a time, she would call me big bro. Rarely these days. It's not that we are still not close or estranged. She has grown up. She finally decided to write her own account. It's been years since the last one was done. Years of mostly domestic happiness, interspersed with occasional bursts of incidents and danger that have had a profound effect on her. On us all. We mostly live on Emerald Isle on our estate. I have to call it that, as there are several houses and buildings built on the vacant lots. Empty because of Hurricane Kira, which is described in the first account alongside my interaction with the Shepherd family, and, in particular, Tandy Shepherd, an involvement that had other repercussions, all before I entangled with Haley, my wife, and Millie's mom, Kimberly. She is my other partner. We are a throuple in the parlance. Again, how that happened is in the other accounts.